All I do is think of you day and night.
What's up, guys? This is B5 here with Cocoa Butter to see how well
we know each other.
Let's go.
Yeah, so we've been in the game since 2005, and we've been going strong ever since.
We started out kind of just dancing at first, and then over time it started developing into the group that you guys see and know today.
I mean, that's really where the singing started. The family does karaoke, you know.
I've never done karaoke, ever.
We do karaoke around the house all the time.
I never do karaoke.
It's not
traditional karaoke, but songs, and they have the microphones.
Like home,
we used to do that. It kind of started off that way. You don't remember that?
No.
Karaoke?
Are y'all tripping?
New Edition, Michael Jackson, Prince,
NSYNC,
a lot of and when we would do things, people would always tell us that you guys remind us of the Jacksons.
Oh,
so
Jackson.
Yeah.
Is that why you guys sampled so much of the Jackson 5?
Partially, yeah. And we felt like there was a resemblance. We're brothers, they were brothers. We both started out as kids.
So when you started out as a dance group, did you have a name that you went?
Yes, it was actually three of us that first started. It was myself, Carnell, and Kelly.
Y'all love saying that. It was just y'all three. It's like I literally came in.
We did stuff before.
I literally came in like a month later.
And there was a lot that happened with this
whole thing. Before you came in, you know, it was just us three. And then
when I got in, and then I got added, and then it was like magic.
That's not what we're talking about. The group was, the name was called TNT. And then we added, you know, old Lurch over here. Then it became
Lurch. What?
Lurch, because he was hella tall, and we were all really short, so he was always like towering over us, like a lurch.
Yeah. That's crazy. Lurch is wild, bro. Lurch is wild.
TNT Boys. That's what the name was.
That was the dancing group.
The dancing group.
Before it came B5. Yeah, they were doing talent shows with Radio Disney. They were killing it, you know, so.
Yeah, it was on Disney Radio already.
Yeah, we did a lot of stuff with Disney. We did Emperor's New Groove, Disney Mania 4 and 5.
Hannah Montana soundtrack. Raven's soundtrack.
That's what Raven. Of course, High School Musical, Get Your Head in the Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a lot.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
It was fun.
What happened with Disney? Because I know that, in a previous interview you did, you said that you guys could have been the Jonas Brothers.
Well, we couldn't have been the Jonas Brothers.
Well,
the Jonas Brothers got from Disney was like an offer.
It was pitched to us,
basically, before the Jonas Brothers got that.
Well, actually, it was a show created for us. And originally, it was like a lot of, but it was a conflict because we were already signed to, Bad Boy, and they wanted like a hefty price for us to shift over to Hollywood. You know what I mean? So the timing wasn't right. So they said, okay, we have to move on, and ended up giving Jonas Brothers a show.
Who did I look up to the most back then, and who do I go to first when I need advice now?
That's easy. It's me.
A-team.
Me and Brian were clicked up for a little bit. You know, we did a lot of stuff together. We played a lot of video games together. I was always there, you know, if he ever needed, like, advice on something, which I feel like he never really asked for advice. He's kind of a smart guy, so. But, yeah, I would say.
I would say back then for me, probably I would say me and Carnell were mostly kind of, like, clicked up. We used to make choreography for the group. Heavy back then, like All I Do, You Got Me and stuff. So we were kind of always like in that mindset.
I actually look up to all my brothers. That's inevitable as the youngest. I wouldn't say who I look up to the most, but I'll say like depending on what I need, I recognize different qualities in them and I go to them for those areas of advice.
Which song of ours do I secretly wish never saw the light of day?
I know that one. I know that one. You don't know.
You don't know what you're doing. Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. Why? Go play it back.
Play it back. We listened to that song. We didn't take that song
No, that song is self-explanatory of why we would just go back and listen to it.
We literally tried to butcher it on purpose because
we thought it was a joke.
Yeah, we tried to tried to like butcher that song on purpose so it wouldn't make the album, and it actually ended up making the album. So we were just like,
what the?
We were recording badass records. So when we heard that, we were like, oh, this ain't gonna make this.
Right.
There's no way this record's gonna make the album, and then it did. So we were just kind
of
like.
And I think half of the reason why is because that we didn't take it serious. We just goofed off the whole time in the studio.
The whole time.
Which probably gave it the energy of like, oh, this is a fun song.
This is a fun song. Which is
why you'll never see ever perform this record.
Hell no.
Ever.
In history.
So yeah.
So is that right? Definitely right.
1,000%. Wow.
Done.
Wow. Who always messed up in choreography first but acted like they didn't?
Dustin.
Yo, y'all go.
Bro, y'all are crazy. That's wild. Y'all all gonna point at me like that, bro. Y'all act like I don't be doing my big one, bro. Like,
I be killing it. What you talking about?
1,000% right. Dustin be messing.
I'm a perfectionist.
Dustin be messing.
Now, hold on. Let me do that over. Mm-hmm.
I will say this.
So if you see Dustin doing this on stage. Just know he don't know where he's at right now.
Well, y'all, for one, y'all will never see that. Two,
you see him run over to the side.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Or this side of, yeah.
You won't see that. I'm too pro for that.
It's like, too schmooze.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of video online already, so you can just go back and check tape. But yeah.
I get them wrong sometimes.
You have to be the choreo police.
Bro, it's online. Because this guy over here, Mr. Choreographer, will have you in position one day. And it'll be a certain way, you know, one show, and then the next show is totally flip and switch.
So we're gonna
then,
be,
you know,
I'm gonna just tell it how it really is.
So I'll be like, pick one. It's really what it is.
It's
like pick one though.
No, it's you what happened. I know what it is, but he gets so like confused that I just like accommodate and switch it up for him.
Well, that's not that's work. That happens. Doesn't work either.
It does work.
No, it don't, because it's still confusing.
It's worked. It's worked many times.
Let's not act like
y'all ain't get into a, like a damn near almost a fight like 3 days ago in rehearsal because of this exact thing.
I'm off this subject.
He's walking off the interview.
If I didn't choose to be in a band with my brothers, what would I be doing instead?
Thank God he's in the band with the
stay
brothers.
On it.
He wanted to be an archaeologist.
I was about to say archaeologist.
He wanted to be like collecting rocks.
At one point.
He was a rock collector.
That's a really good question.
A skateboarder at one point. There's too many different things. Kelly?
I would say Kelly. What was I really into though? Even before we started getting into music, what was I like starting to get into? And even after we got into music, I would still do this sometimes.
What?
We would all do it.
Skating?
No, right.
I got skating. I got into skating.
Draw? Later. You would draw?
Yeah, I'd say art.
Draw?
Art?
It's probably art.
I would say either art or like gaming in a way.
Oh, acrobatics?
I thought it was a paleontologist.
It's boxing, man. Come on, you guys.
Boxing,
bro.
You ain't no boxer.
I was begging boxing, bro. I've always loved boxing.
He's trying to paint a picture for y'all right now.
Yeah, Mr. Rock Collector. I'm going to box your ass. Keep talking all that smack.
Maybe he is a boxer.
So you
didn't collect rocks growing up?
This dude collected rocks.
I mean,
and the smoother they were, the happier he was.
Talk about this rock collecting thing, man. Like
he's like, oh, this one has no edges.
I was like 5 years old, and there was a purpose behind it. It's not like I just went around and picked up rocks.
Remember
no
we had
reason.
That rock grinder? Grinding rocks in the marble
that I never used. Someone gifted me that. I never used that.
They gifted you because they knew you liked them.
I think we hit a nerve.
He literally had a machine that would like put it in the thing and it would like clean the rocks and shit. Like all that shit.
It was a polisher.
Yeah, you're a polished rock, bro.
Exactly.
Okay, so
I had it, so I know what it's called. But again, I didn't use it.
I thought it was paleontologist or archaeologist.
I didn't. I never had a smooth, shiny rock from that thing.
I've seen you with plenty smooth stones.
You have way more stones than I do.
He even had a sorcerer's stone.
Like you're like Harry Potter.
What are you guys talking
about? This is getting all way off the rails right now.
Who was the biggest flirt during the B5 peak era?
Me. That's definitely me.
I was a flirt.
Probably.
I was
definitely me, bro. Everybody knew me.
You know what's funny?
It's probably me.
I was thinking.
Hell no.
He's gonna say Brian.
Realistically, I feel like
it was me, bro. You can tell the truth, bro.
Tell the truth, Arnell.
This is what I thought. Literally, this is legit what I thought. I thought I was like, okay, Dustin was definitely on that. I was like, Patrick was definitely on that too. But I was like, Brian was definitely on that too, because you remember him trying to swoo older women. Kelly was definitely on that, but Kelly was definitely just a creeper status when he did.
I was just low key with the way I moved.
Low key Kelly. That's what you are. He was just real low key with it.
Real chill.
I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. Well, yeah. You know what I mean.
So a little bit of.
It was a little
so
bit.
So Brian. That was no,
the
we all love the ladies.
We all love ladies, but.
She said in the peak,
I would say peak Dustin was definitely, out here.
You know, and the reason why is because I was the oldest one at the time.
You don't even flirt.
I really don't know how to flirt. I don't know how to flirt. It's like you either got to.
See, flirt's all part of the fun. It's a part of the play, you know?
Yeah, but Patrick too.
He was definitely.
Come on, Mendo.
I ain't going to say nothing.
Well, as the youngest, what's something I experienced differently than you guys during the peak B5 era?
For one, I was a little tiny tot too, so I don't even know.
Tiny tot is crazy.
I was doing the same thing you were doing. Like, I don't even know.
No, I was out with D.
He was out. Patrick was outside.
I was outside, baby.
Dustin was outside.
Sometimes.
So, I think I was the only one outside. I was doing Big Brother stuff. Like, Big Bro things.
Don't think you can say this on camera.
Yeah, you know, I was just, you know, doing what 18, 19 year olds would do at that time. I was in the clubs.
Okay.
You wasn't. You was like taking people's hats and throwing water on people and pranking people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I would be in the clubs.
Yeah, I can say that. Yeah, I can say that.
Partying a little bit.
Clubs, yeah. Rather than the clubs.
Besides that, we were together like all the time.
That's true.
You know, like our schedules was wild, like 4 a.m. till like 8 o'clock that night. So
not much different.
We did a lot together, but yeah, going out was definitely something we would do that Little B could not do at the time. Yeah.
Which music artist influenced me the most growing up?
Usher.
Usher, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very simple.
Usher and Chris Brown.
He wasn't, what?
Not growing up?
What are you talking about?
No, Chris Brown is the same, like, we
came out before Chris Brown.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. How could I look up to Chris Brown?
I mean, Usher's 20 years in the game before he even stepped foot.
I just heard which artist do I like, but yeah.
Definitely Usher. Sure. Definitely Usher. Y'all got that one.
Yeah. But what do you like now, though?
Relevant.
Now? I'll say now I like Doja Cat. I like Kalani. As far as, like, females, I like Lotto. I like Dolce. I like her stuff.
Next question is, at what age did my voice peak and which sound do I prefer now, younger or older voice?
I don't even know if your voice has peaked yet, but if we're just going to talk about the past,
I'll take it.
I'll say when you did the thing and all I do, like the power behind your voice back then, like I feel like you had like the tone and everything, but it was also because of the age that you were at, you were able to do that. I think about you more. So like after your voice changed, like, you know, obviously you can't hit the same type of notes, the same type of waves all the time. So it was like, I don't know. I feel like that was, for me, you had the emotion, everything was there. I'll say that.
What was tapping into that essence?
I would say he was like
8, 9, 10
yeah, maybe.
11. Probably like 11.
Yeah.
11
maybe.
Yeah.
Real.
I definitely feel like we have peaks, but that doesn't mean you can't keep peaking. Next question.
Who was my celebrity crush back in 2005? And who is my celebrity crush now?
2005? I feel like you were really big on... I feel like everybody was, though.
I have so many names.
And you be talking about it all the time.
2005? Was it like Halle Berry?
Oh, Megan Good? Everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody had a crush on Megan Good.
Yeah, everybody had a crush on Megan Good.
It really was Megan Good.
Yeah.
That was the first name that popped in my head.
She was fire. She was the one.
So are we right on that?
So wrong.
Oh my god.
She's fine. And she's
Who was it? Janet
beautiful.
Jackson?
No, it was actually a twofer. So it was between J-Lo and Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba.
Back
then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jessica
Alba. Okay.
And who's my celebrity crush now?
I say Keke Palmer.
That's funny.
Your celebrity crush now, like
when the shoe fits.
Him and the other Virgo girls just
seem to just circle each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Virgo thing.
Virgo parents.
I don't have a celebrity crush now.
Yeah, I would say.
You don't have
to
one
be
now?
Honest. Yeah, I don't have one now.
Okay.
I don't have one now.
Who had the wildest fan moment? What's the story?
The wildest fan moment?
Everybody knows I had the wildest fan moment.
It's true.
You must be talking about the one with the y'all already know. Out of the hotel room.
Yeah, that's like the craziest thing. So everybody already knows that one.
They don't know it. So what happened was that...
Thank you.
So what happened? Dustin checked into a hotel room one day in a show. I can't remember what city it was in. But I want to say Chicago, but I can't remember. And
Chicago sounds proper.
We're putting on Chicago.
We're going to pin this one on Chicago. And basically, Dustin checked into his room. And all of a sudden, this girl kicked open the door out of the closet. And she popped out like this. She had a robe on. And she was in his room hiding the whole time.
No, she had lingerie. And she didn't kick open the door. I opened my door. And she was like, oh. And I was like, okay.
Oh, shit.
And she was like, in lingerie. And I was like,
so imagine checking into your hotel room. There's already someone in there, like, waiting on you.
Yeah. And I was like, how did you get in here? She's like, my mother works here, and this and that, and she like let me in. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
So yeah, that happened. Invasion of privacy.
That was
a little crazy.
That's a crazy story.
So yeah, y'all got it right.
Yeah.
Both times, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who is the biggest mama's boy out of us? Yeah. I think it used to be me when I was younger, but I would say now it's definitely Patrick. Patrick's still a mama's boy, for sure.
Always will be.
I love you, mama.
Love you, mama.
And okay, guys, I guess we all know each other pretty well.
Yeah. Say great job.
That's a pass.
We aced that.
We killed it.
Yeah. So, new show's coming out. Make sure y'all catch us. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok at B5 Online, and catch y'all later.
Shout out to Cocoa Butter. Y'all stay moist.
Yes.
Y'all stay moist.
That's what I really meant.
Keep that stank drenched.
Excuse me.
Drink that water.